So after he left, obviously Walter came in. Was that totally opposite of Paul Le Guin?
It was totally different. It was because obviously Coisty was there. Everybody knows what Coisty was there was like, and Durante was obviously a character as well. Nine in a row, hugely respected people in the game, not just at Rangers but outside the game of Scottish football. And it was an eye opener for us. And obviously Kenny had come as well,
Kenny's
for Celtic, who I obviously felt was a great coach and still is. And yeah, I enjoyed working under them. And but the biggest problem, I wasn't playing, and that was the hardest thing, you know. And when you get to a position where you're not playing, you've got to try and make a decision what you want to do.
Why do you think he never played you? Because see, quite a lot of Scottish mentality, they want players that run a bit like a stolen motor, don't they, at times?
Yeah, I probably, I wanted to play central midfield, and I was never going to play there. When he had Ferguson, he had Hamdani, he had, I'm trying to think who else, he bought Tomo for a couple of million as well. So he had a few players in there, and it was difficult for me to play. And then I played in the bigger games, so
Champions League,
the Champions League games and Aberdeen and Celtic. So it was great, but you know, Motherwell and your Hearts and Dundee, and that's the games you want to be playing as well. So it was a difficult situation, and then got to a point where I had to go on loan, and they let me go, and I went to Blackpool, and then I moved there in the summer.
Like you said, you played in some of the big Champions League games and that UEFA Cup run. Was that probably the highlight of your Rangers career?
It was the highlight of my career, yeah. But I played a lot of games, and then I got injured in training one of the games, and you know, I missed a fair chunk of the game, and I managed to get back on the bench for the final in Manchester, and we got beat. But it was a great run, the Champions League, and obviously going to away to, I think it was Fiorentina, the one in penalty shootout and things like that. It was brilliant. So it was good, and it was an experience that I had, but you know, I was disappointed that I never really won a trophy, and that was the hardest thing.
So at the end of your time, was there a conversation had? Was there a certain thing that happened that you thought, right, it's time for me to move on? Just no playing, really?
Just no playing, that was the only decision I had to make. It was just, I had a decision that I wanted to play. I was at an age at 21 that I wanted to play, and you know, I went to Blackpool and got the opportunity.
So did you go to Walter? Did he come to you? How did it?
I'm not too sure how it happened, really. I think it was more of, I think I might have went to him and he'd said to me that I wasn't going to play, and I wanted to go on loan, and then I went on loan, and that was it, really.
He's obviously notorious for his temper and that. Did you ever see the wrong side of him?
Yes. No, the wrong. I never seen the wrong side of him, but he gave me a few stern words a few times. But I'd seen him a few games at home where he'd come in and he booted the tactics board and things like that. And he was a great manager, and you could see that with his aura and his presence that he's got. And he was great to work for. But let's say he's a legend in his own right before he whatever he'd done. But when he come back, he just, you know, everybody looked up to him. He was a massive presence in the club, and he changed the club, and he started winning trophies, which was good.
Obviously then Blackpool, how did the move come about? It was a bit obscure, Blackpool, wasn't it?
I had nothing about it, and then I got told that, you know, Blackpool wanted to take me, and I knew nothing about Blackpool, apart from that was it. I knew nothing about it, and I went there, and Tony Parks took me. The training ground was, let me say, a shambles.
Donkey rides, isn't
it? But it was, and it was just no right, and it was, but there was a few lads there, Scottish lads there. Stephen Craney was there, and yeah, I just knew it was right to go there and play, and I enjoyed it, and we stayed up the first season, and I loved it, and it was a great club. And you know, when we got promoted to the Premier League, I just never thought, and we should never have been anywhere near it, but we just had a good spirit and good players.
How much of that was done to the manager?
Yeah, a lot of it was done to the manager. Listen, he was a great manager for us, and he was we were good for each other, as you know, but he built a team around me, and he just said, listen, this is what I want you to do. You know, you're going to be your main player, and you know, I'll get you a move to one of the big ones. At the time, you think, yeah, okay, I'm going to listen to it, but you never actually think it's going to happen. But he just brought my game on totally to a different level. He let me play, and I scored a few goals, and we just kept winning, and we just got to Christmas, and we were up there, and you know, every game after on the bus home, we were just talking about spending the bonus that we were going to get, and that was just the way it goes, and we just got into a rhythm of winning games, and you know, we sneaked in the playoffs at the last day, and you know, and we were probably the best team over the season in the playoffs, you know.
Is he as off the wall as he seems?
He is. He's a lively character, uh-huh. But he can come in sometimes and, you know, you get nothing at him. He had a lot of problems with his cell. His two kids, I think his three kids actually, are deaf, and he had a lot of problems with that and living away from home. But he was great to work for. He was an amazing guy, and, you know, I owe a lot to him because he was the one that said to me, that, you know, you're my main man and uh-huh. you can go and lead us. And now he was great to play for, and I really enjoyed it.
Was that the best form of your career, do you think, the Blackpool? The year you got promoted?
Yeah, I'd probably say that. I scored a few goals. In the Premier League, I felt I played really well. And going to the Premier League was amazing, the stories that we had. You know, we'd used to get on a Friday and we'd have McDonald's waiting after lunch on a Friday for Premier League games and that.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
just because that's just the way the club was running. It was just it was just off the cuff, you know, and it was just the lads just there was always something different going on, uh-huh. something new every week. And
was it a good dressing room?
It was brilliant. The lads and, yeah, we had some great characters, and it was important that, you know, even when we were getting beat a lot in the Premier League, it was important that you stick together, and we'd done that. But, you know, I think one or two of the signings that we brought in were probably just short of what we needed at the time,
and we
unfortunately got relegated.
Good nightlife for the boys in Blackpool now?
When I was single, yeah. Now I'm married, now it's changed. But we used to go, a lot of lads, when we were in the Championship, we'd come back, even if we were at Plymouth or that, a lot of the lads, he'd let us have a beer on the bus or that, uh-huh. but we'd just go straight out after it, and it was great.
Uh-huh.
And the lads would, you know, we'd get back at the training ground at 11 o'clock, and the lads would just go straight into town with the trackies on, and it was a good laugh, and the spirit was amazing. So, you know, good spirit helped it a little bit, and we had good players.
Obviously, at Blackpool in the Premiership, there was a stage where you were running games in the Premier League,
yeah.
A long way from being on loan at St Mirren and Ross County. Where do you think that came from? Was it Holloway? Was it just confidence in yourself?
I think when you go into the Premier League, and I'm the same in every game, I want to play against the best players, and, you know, in the Championship I always felt that I was one of the best players in the Championship. You know, I had the confidence, I felt that, you know, I could do things that some players in the Premier Championship couldn't have done, and that's why I was a bit different. But when I went to the Premier League, I don't know, it just opened up for me. But it was difficult because when I would come up to the Premier League, you know, some of the games, i.e. playing against Blackburn, Phil Jones would man-mark me. Because Sam Allardyce, Sam Allardyce would speak to my agency, listen, because he's quite close, and he said, listen, we're going to have to man-mark him, he dictates the game and things like that. So, well, you don't think about that at the time, but that's the type of things that happened to me. But I enjoyed that challenge. And playing against the best players, that was one I always felt that, you know, I wanted one against the best players because, you know, we're lucky enough, we beat Liverpool at home, we beat them away from home. And it was great. And I never ever thought there was one particular moment, you know, I always felt that I was good enough to play at that level.
Uh-huh.
But you need to be able to go there and show. We started off, we won 4-0 at Wigan, and everybody thinks it's easy, but then we got battered 6-0 at Arsenal. So that was a different lesson. But I always felt that I was good enough that I could play at that level, and the confidence just built from that, and winning games and trying to win games, like you say, trying to take the game by the scruff of the neck for the team and trying to win it, not single-handedly, but, you know, making that special moment in the game where it could win you the game.